Number 20, Alex Bernauer, another guy that obviously, you know, you brought in to obviously hope get into the playoffs and help you along the stretch. But, you know, Bernsey's been good too.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, you look at the faceoffs tonight, I think he was about 15-1. Just dynamite in that. And, I mean, he might not look like the fastest player out there, but his speed's pretty deceptive because he can move the puck and protect pucks and make plays that, you know, not a lot of guys can too. And, you know, it's definitely been a pleasure having Bernsey around, a loud guy. You know, he's at the rink. He's always yelling, always screaming, and always talking. So it's, you know, you're definitely going to miss him being around. And I know the guys really enjoyed having him around us here as well.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where Alex goes. Maybe some U Sports or something like that, or some Division III or whatnot. Speaking of Division III, he's going to Concordia University in Wisconsin next year. Joined Alex Ochitwa, another good 20-year-old for the Hawks last year in one season. Evan Forrest, he's really done all you could ask for well for a player.
Yeah, it's... When we made that trade, obviously, in the summertime to get him, we were so desperate for centers that, I mean, his name come up, and you kind of look, and you're like, okay, yeah, he'll do the job. And, I mean, oh, now he's our number one centerman. It's, you know, he's going to lead our team in points, unless Finn goes on some kind of wicked hot streak next game. But I think Evan's got a decent lead on it now. And, you know, you look at how many points he had in Esteban last year and how many he's got this year, it's... He's really come a long ways, and he reminds a lot of like the Alex Johnson, where they really took that step at 20, and all of a sudden they became a hockey player. And I mean, the Division III school is so happy they locked him up early, because the amount of phone calls I've had on him, you know, lately, it's been crazy. And you know, I'm really happy to watch it. You know, it's been really fun to watch him develop and learn and always ask questions. And he's a fun kid to have at the rink. He's always got a smile on his face. He's like a little weasel, and you know, he's definitely going to be missed in the town of Nipawin for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Another guy that we missed, you know, Chase Visser, you know, our Patrice Bergeron, you could say, right? The 200-foot guy, 11th goal of the year, another assist night, helped set up that short-handed goal for Jocko. But, you know, every night Chase has brought it as well. He's just been a great Hawk.
Yeah, you knew what you were going to get out of Chase every single night. You knew he was going to take your big face-offs. You knew he was going to be on your penalty kill, you know, played net front on the power play. Was always going to work hard, always be defensively responsible, and... yeah, he's been a great warrior for us. He really has. He's blocked some big shots. He's won some, like I said, massive faceoffs, and he's chipped in offensively, where, you know, I know we kind of relied on him more in the D zone, but because he did such a good job defensively, he got all those chances offensively because he was just so responsible in that regards. And you know, he's another kid that you know, I'm happy to get to know and you know, watch, follow along. Obviously, he's got a tough decision to make here in the next week. I know that for sure. So, but he's definitely going to be, you know, he's going to be a fun player to watch through his career.
For sure. He's going to play some college as well. Obviously, last but not least, a guy that his career started here in Melville 2.5 years ago from Abbotsford, you know, our captain for 2 years. Just one of the best kids you'll ever meet.
He really is. I'm going to miss having Mac around at the rink. I really am. He's just been a guy that's, you know, he comes in at the trade deadline, and, you know, it's a last-minute deal because we're short of forwards. We bring him in, and, you know, he's there for, obviously we didn't make playoffs that year, so he's there for, what, 2 months? And he comes back, and you're sitting there, and you're like, that's going to be our captain. And, you know, he's worn the C for us for 2 years, and he's a dad already. I know one of the big things about getting Karki to Nipawin is we said, you're going to be living with Ratzlaff. And he kind of looked at us and said, there's a reason why. And, you know, Max up every morning. He makes him breakfast, makes sure he gets to school. Karki didn't have a vehicle. He drives him to school. He picks him up from school. Just one of those guys that would go through a wall for anybody. And, you know, just, yeah, that it's... when he leaves town, it's definitely going to be a sad day because I know how much he means to the community. And obviously he wins the RBC Community Service Award for our team, for the league. And he's just always out there. He's always volunteering and stuff like that. And, you know, to see where he's come over the last, when we traded for him, for how much of a player he's become, you know, it's great to see. And, yeah, it's there's not a bad thing I can say about Maguire Ratzlaff.
Yeah, you'll expand a little bit more at the banquet, which is Saturday night, but that will do it here. Obviously, the guys are probably waiting. We should get downstairs.
Sounds good.